And once again, for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Weather here is great, and those of you listening on the internet from different parts of the world, a fond aloha, and too bad you folks are not here enjoying the wonderful weather. I recommend disinfecting your AC system and interior in this winter months to get rid of all the flu viruses and stuff. The spray that I recommend using is made by Crestec Cleaning Center. The brand name, I think, is Champion. It's an excellent, excellent disinfectant spray. And you spray, you turn on the AC, and you spray the vents in the front of the windshield by the windshield wiper. Spray it for about a few seconds and let it circulate through the car, with the windows closed, of course, and let it disinfect the whole car. This is highly recommended at least once a month to get rid of the, you know, bacteria and stuff in there. Okay, so anyway, holiday season's here. I recommend checking your motor oil, folks, because you're on the run and you're not going to have time to check if you have motor oil. And see if it's a little dirty, change it. Change the oil if it's a little dirty. Okay, this way you don't have to worry about that during the holiday season. Okay? Now, especially you ladies, when you go shopping at the shopping center, you put your packages in the trunk and go shopping for more. Okay? It's fine to put it in a trunk, but do not leave the car there. Get in the car and move it to another spot. Not few stalls down, but go to another level or to an other side of the shopping mall. There are people watching for people loading their packages into the trunk. And then when you go back to shop for more, they come with a pry bar and they break your trunk open and empty your packages. Okay? They're sitting around in another car waiting for women to put their packages into the trunk. Be careful. Don't do that. Move the car. Okay? I know it's humbug, but move it to be safe. On the Chevrolet electric cars, the Chevrolet Volt, they've been catching fire. Remember I said I don't recommend the electric battery type cars because of safety? Well, this is one of them. It's catching fire. Okay, so a good friend of mine way back in the early 80s got into a rear-end collision and his car caught fire. No, it wasn't a Pinto. It was a Mustang. He caught fire, and you know, he told me, when you're on fire, you cannot believe that you cannot find the door handle to get out. It's a good thing the windows were down. He threw his two sons out of the window and jumped through the window. And and electric cars are dangerous. How much is your life worth? How much is your family worth? All the money in the world is not worth it. Think about that. Okay? Now, the Shell gas at the McCully service station, the Shell station on McCully and Baritania, and Kahala Shell, those two have been tested, and the gasolines are steady and always good. Okay? We'll get around to the rest later. But those two, the Kahala Shell and the McCully and Baritania Shell, is good. And the Tesoros are good. Okay? And we're talking about the premium, not the regular. Okay. If you have a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Either question, comment, whatever. Okay? Now, on the car registrations, you know, the taxes are going up and up and up. The mayor, from what I understand, is adding on $200 to all of our cars. Not $200, but £200. Because he claims that the curb weight on your registration is not with the full load. Okay, just to let you know, and you pass it around, that is the curb weight of your car is with a full load. Okay? He's going to add on £200 more to make your registration a lot higher. And I know this for a fact, or else I wouldn't be saying it. Because I called the manufacturers way, way back to complain how come they classified my pickup that heavy. Because I went and scaled it, and it wasn't that heavy. And they told me, oh, that is full load already on the car, on the truck. So every vehicle is scaled according to a full load. Now the mayor is going to add on 200 more pounds. What's up with that? I mean, folks, when are you going to say something on car registrations? Go check it out. Hawaii pays the highest car registration in the USA. When are you going to say something? When it's $700 a year? $800 a year? Or $1,000 a year? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Okay, two people got run over in a crosswalk lately. And I think we need to make the pedestrians aware that they have to pay attention. Even if they have the right-of-way, they have to pay attention, because what if the guy's brakes failed? What if the guy didn't see them at the crosswalk? They're going to get run over. Okay, so we need to find a way to make the public aware that the crosswalk is not a barrier that protects you. Okay, so we need to do something on that, because this is wrong, and there's a lot of people driving with no lights, you know, at night, and I can bet you that's the biggest reason why they're getting accidents and people are getting killed, because you're looking for headlights, and if you don't see it, you just step out and there is a car. Okay, so give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay. Now, our registration, again, being the highest, I'm wondering why. Where is this money going for the registration? From what I understand, it goes to the road repair and all that other stuff for the roads. Obviously, on Oahu, it's not going for that because we have the worst streets in Hawaii. So something's wrong with this picture, folks. You know, something's got to be done. This is not right. Okay, the other thing is the safety check stickers and registration stickers are all being subletted out of the state of Hawaii. I thought we're supposed to take care of our local businesses first. And I am told that the mainland companies had the lowest bid. Well, fine. I'm sure our local companies can match it. But don't we take care of locals first? What's up with this? I don't know. I am driving Bob crazy right now. So we better not have a Bob's minute because he's going to take a Bob's hour. Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467. Oh, good evening, Wanda.
Good afternoon. We have Don from Kaneohe on the line.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Yeah, anyway, you know, considering that we had one on the winner's side, that girl that got run over by a speeding car, hit and run by the college. She was in a crosswalk, you know, blinking lights, everything, well lit. She almost made it across. She was only like a quarter more. She would have been off the road. But what I heard, that car just went and whacked her, took off. They found pieces of the car, so they can trace the car that way, right?
What, sure.
What make and everything.
Huh? Yep.
The guy must be hiding low right now because he hasn't been caught yet, so eventually he'll get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to squeal and see that car and whatnot, and see the damage that it can. But what a way to, you know, to get whacked.
Yep.
And die that way. And it's such a young woman, you know, had a mm-hmm. whole career to go to, you know. So.
You find that the people are changing. The way they drive like maniacs.
Erratic.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that person was drunk or, you know, he didn't have insurance or whatever, but I'm going to talk to the legislators. Something needs to be done about this.
Oh, yeah. Something needs to be done.
And the money goes all to the general fund, you know, what the state gets,
mm-hmm.
and does it go towards the roadway?
There? That's right.
So, like you said, it should go to whatever department that they collect. To go
exactly.
To. Yeah. So, anyway, you're going to get Donna McCardle Kim again?
She's coming back.
Oh, that'll be a good topic to talk about, too.
Good. Remember it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, George. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob, you're early.
Hey, George. Yeah, you gotta, you know, it's like a popular restaurant, you know? Wanna be first in line, huh?
Okay.
It's a great show. George, did you hear about the city and the registration fees? And they sent out the, you know, what everybody owed in December? Did you hear about that one?
Yeah, they made a mistake in what they charged, and now they're trying to recover it.
Yeah, and for everybody that got the bill and looked at it and wrote the check and sent it in, it would just be, what's it called, bounced back to the, you know, to the consumer?
Mm-hmm.
That they wouldn't honor the check?
Mm-hmm.
So then the people have to rewrite the check because it was they were charging less than what they oh my God, George. I really count on our city and county and this, you know, this whole form of government that runs our state, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So akamai, so on it, so just so good, yeah?
Do you know that if you overpaid, they won't refund you?
God, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, too bad.
Okay, so now I got to get back to this point. So I don't feel like paying that price anymore, you know? The new double what it was last
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take my chances.
Yep.
You know?
A lot of people will.
I'm going to take my chances, George, because I have a feeling that even if I did caught, I think the fine is going to be less than what I got, what they're trying to tear out of our pockets.
Yeah, the fine is $70.
George, isn't that insane?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm willing to risk it. I don't care.
Yeah, but in California, if you're caught for expired registration, okay, you'll get the fine, and you have to pay the back tax before you get your car.
Yeah, but not here, yeah?
No. Over here, they don't even impound the car. They're supposed to. It's by law.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
They won't.
I can just see it. The cop, yeah, oh, my God, no. I don't even want to go through all that, right? Thinking mm-hmm. that through. If they were supposed to impound the car. Oh, excuse me, sir, get out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your car anymore. It belongs to, Governor Abercrombie and the city council.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rob.
All righty, then.
Thanks. Okay. Who's next?
Who's next is the commercial breaks. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. Rolling again, and where's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob's right here, George. How you doing today?
Okay.
You know, it was so sad to hear about that girl that got hit. And I know you don't drive on the windward side, but they had just installed new crosswalk lights. They have these bright LED lights that flash, you know, when you press the button.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, this guy must have been drunk or something. Because I don't know. I mean, I've seen it working, and it's real bright. But I was reading a news story about it. And as usual, the city or state said it was too expensive to put a traffic light there because there wasn't enough people crossing the road.
No, not enough people died there.
Exactly. I bet they get a traffic light now, and I'm sorry it had to. But for years, I've been thinking about that because it's right when you turn at the bottom of the poly. And you know how people drive when they leave a light. It's pedal to the metal, like at the drag race.
Mm-hmm.
And the crosswalk is like not even a like eighth of a mile from the intersection. So,
well,
yeah, so they need
you
to
know,
work on
like
that.
They say, yeah, these officials will never do anything until it's them.
Right.
Then they're going to do something.
Exactly. And it's just unfortunate that they have to wait like that. And you're right, this car thing is just, you know, it's just the money grab. It's just the money grab. They know people have to drive their cars, so they just sit back and raise the prices.
Mm-hmm. And just because nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah, what are you going to do? And if you get out the car and you ride the bus, they raise the bus passes,
mm-hmm.
prices. If everybody, you know, I was telling somebody just the other day, they were saying, oh, you know what, if everybody got out their cars and started riding on the bus, I said, you know how many buses they're going to have to buy if everybody rides the bus?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, no, it's not going to happen, but, you know, anyway.
Thanks, Bob.
I didn't take an hour. So, as always, take care of your car, and take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Whew. I told you it's going to take an hour. Okay, who's next?
We have Dot3 Dean.
Hey, happy holidays, George.
What's that?
Well, first of all, I wanted to wish you a happy holiday.
Oh, same to you.
Yeah, and the other thing was that just so wanted to let you know that my Odyssey this past Monday, the 21st, made a whole 10 years old. So on that day, you know, of course you didn't have the show then, otherwise I would have called, but I wanted to thank you for 10 wonderful years. My car is still purring and still running smoothly, all thanks to your tips, all because of your car care tips that I have followed for the last 10 years. And, you know, people don't believe that I'm driving a car 10 years old.
Time to turn it in.
Yep, a Toyota Sienna.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Toyota Sienna as well. I've been reading a lot about them. That's about the best of minivans now that you can buy on the market.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Buy from Mama Toyota.
Yep. Uh-huh. But I just wanted to, you know, thank you. You know, your tips have done well, so keep up the good work. And, you know, my car is a testimony to all your advice and car care tips.
How's the ethanol?
The ethanol, woo! I mean, really, I mean, I'm hooked on it. I'm hooked on it. I won't get 20 miles per gallon without ethanol.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Time to raise the price. That's how the oil company
hey,
do it.
Say that before the oil companies really make it create more red tape for us to even get it.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, George. Mm-hmm. Aloha.
Okay. Anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Spark plugs. If you're going to do a tune-up, I recommend highly, highly to use the Autolite XP. XP stands for Extra Performance. Excellent spark plugs. Okay? Change your plugs and use the Autolite XP. It gives better gas mileage. Now, on that accident that happened on the freeway where the BMW came down the wrong way and hit that SUV and flipped it over and the guy died, you heard about that? Okay, now, I'm going to say again, I recommend highly all pickup trucks and SUVs to lower the car, have it lowered 2 inches. By lowering the trucks or SUVs 2 inches, drastically stabilizes the vehicle. So if they get hit or whatever, like in that guy's case where the BMW hit him, he wouldn't, maybe a good chance that he wouldn't have rolled over. I mean, try it yourself. Drive your SUV or pickup truck 65, 70, 80 miles an hour down the freeway and see how it feels. It doesn't feel stable. But when you lower it 2 inches, it feels really stable. Really. I'm telling you, you try it. I'm saying this because I have tried it. We've done the experiments and it works. If you're thinking of lowering your vehicle, give Weaver Spring a call. Weaver Springs. They're located in Kapolei, and it's fairly reasonable to go low it. It's, for one, easier to get in and out, but most of all, safety. It's very stable. Okay? So, think about that. Life is worth more than a few dollars. Lower the vehicles by 2 inches. Okay? Tires. When you buy tires, a lot of people ask, what tires should I buy? Well, only you know that. It depends on how fast you drive, where you drive, and type of vehicle and stuff like that. The faster you drive, the better tires you need. And the better tires are V-rated or Z-rated high-speed tires. The reason I'm saying this is because tires have a speed rating. When you hit that speed rating for that tire, the car will lose control. Okay? The tires that come with your vehicle is rated at 85 miles an hour. And the closer you get to 85 miles an hour, the less control you have. And you can feel it. If you don't know what it feels like, go try a car with speed rated tires. Big difference. The speed rated tires grip the road. Don't watch commercials. Go try it yourself. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Joanne from Kaneohe.
Hi, Joanne.
Hey, hi, George. I have a question. I just heard you mention the registration fee.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do about that?
Well,
can we go sign up somewhere and protest this thing or what?
Protesting it is really rare for people in Hawaii.
Or call somebody or what?
The people of Hawaii need to change the way of living now and get involved and organize, because where is the limit?
Yeah, I know.
You know how much registration is in Arizona?
Oh, I'm sure it's what, cheaper than us?
$41.
Oh, let's move to Arizona.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, yeah. No, I just saw mine just when I got mine last week. And I have a big car. I have a Expedition. You know how big those cars are.
Oh, my God. You're paying big money.
Yeah, 400 something. I said, what? I was ready to call the mayor.
Call him. He's going to raise it again because he's going to add on 200 pounds to your vehicle.
Kidding me? Yeah, that's why when I heard you said that, I said, oh, I gotta call George, see what we can do.
We gotta organize, we gotta do something.
Yeah.
But I didn't vote for him, so.
Yeah, I didn't vote for him too, so. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, that's.
I thought maybe you have some people sign up somewhere or something.
Well, maybe we gotta form something, and you know, we have to make a limit on this.
Yeah, we gotta do something.
The guy had, they all have a free hand at your wallet.
That's really, I mean, people are suffering right now with this economy and they add on to that. Hello?
Yep, exactly. It's either you don't pay it or you organize and go against them.
Right. Okay, I'm waiting for you to have people sign up somewhere. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Good show. Thank you, George.
Mahalo.
Okay, bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl is going to die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And you can call us at 808-296-5467. As far as the registration thing and the property taxes and everything is going up. Why? It's because they're not innovative enough to figure out how to make money. They know how to spend it. And they know how to waste it. But to make money, zero. No way. Not anyway. Abercrombie wants to build, wants a high-rise built in Kaka'ako, towering 600 feet or more. You know, folks, go read the zoning laws for Hawaii. The height limit is no higher than the highest coconut tree. Go check it out. See if I'm wrong. How can you break the law? That beats me, I'm telling you. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Ray from Mauna Loa.
Hi, Ray.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, guys, it's Roy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Roy.
Question. You know when they raise the registration fees for the cars and all this?
Mm-hmm.
Think of the politicians paying?
Hmm?
You think they're paying their fair share? Or you thinking like me, like they're shooting themselves in the foot because they're not paying it? If they can keep raising them up.
That's right.
You know, I get a feeling they're not paying, so they can care less if they raise it.
Well, my statement to everybody always is, show me those politicians that high up there in the office, like the governor, the mayor, mm-hmm. House Speaker, show me one of them, just one, that has the heart truly for the people of Hawaii, and I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey.
I don't think we're ever going to see one because we all know what they all up to, right?
They don't care.
They're thinking about themselves totally.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, at least leave us out of their problems. You know, if they have problems, people for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Let them shoot themselves in the foot.
Well, we need to stop that registration from going up.
Oh, yeah.
We got to bring it back down.
Oh, yeah. I believe so.
You know, because I know that registration fee is not going for the street.
Oh, yeah. It never does.
No.
And, you know, in Waikiki, they already started digging up the road.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They just seized it and look like they're digging. I don't know if they're digging for it, but they're doing something.
Maybe they're looking for gold.
I don't know what they're looking for, but that was pretty short-lived.
Yep.
For a nice, smooth street.
But anyway, it happens.
Yeah. Anyway, giving you a call.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Harry Kuboy. I'm coughing. Harry is a healer and very good. A good friend of mine. Polish your headlights, folks, because they're not going to pass you on safety check if it's cloudy. Okay? Okay, who's next on the line?
We have Art from IEA.
Hi, Art. Hi, Art.
Hello. Oh, hi, George. Good afternoon. Say, listening to you on the radio regarding the topic you're talking about increased registration for the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I was very upset when that article came out. I saw it on the KITV, the internet, and immediately I went on Facebook and I went on the mayor's Facebook page, and I indicated, I wrote down why, very upset because of the. Every year they keep increasing the registration fee. And it seems like they're penalizing the good drivers, the people that pay the bills on time and everything. I indicated that I hear by sources that, I don't know what the exact figure is, but probably around 50% of people don't even pay it. I don't know how much it is. But I told them that I felt like we're the ones that are being penalized.
That's right.
The reason why. And then when we found out that they made a mistake and the notices that we received was incorrect, the new ones, the correct ones will be mailed out soon. So that means we're going to pay a lot more. I was so upset. But you know what? He replied back to me that evening. I sent it out in the morning, and that evening he responded back. And you want me to read exactly what he said? It was very short, and I was very, I did not respond back to him, but I was kind of upset. Well, I'm very upset, actually. This is exactly what he said. The increase is a state tax, not a city tax. So I am not the right guy to answer your question. However, I'm quite sure it's not a, and then you put in quotes, penalty for good driving. So this is city and county, and they're taking the money, but they're saying, oh, it's not us. It's the state taking that. That's the reason why for the increase. But he never answered my question, addressed the question about, well, what about these people that don't pay? Go after them.
Well, politicians, I don't want to beat on them, but whenever you ask them questions, they always don't answer the question. Right?
Right. Oh, yeah, I agree. And I can see at least we get something out of our money, that all the money we're paying out, but we got the worst roads in the country here in Hawaii. I mean, it's really bad. And I don't know. It's just very upsetting. And then on top of that, with everything going up, all the utilities, gas prices, I mean, how do you expect people to live here?
Maybe they don't want you to live here.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. But anyways, I had to, that's my two cents worth there.
Good. Maybe you should get to the governor on this too.
Yeah, well, yeah, people need to get involved. They really have to say something about it. And you're right, people just don't say nothing. They just pay, they have to pay more, People have to stand up and say something about it.
That's right. When are they going to stand up and say something?
Yeah, and I know when you had the, what's her name, McCardle Kim, Senator, I hope you have her on again. But
she's coming.
Like great. And it seems like she's the only one that I really, really admire. And if anybody, she's probably the only one that can really get something rolling to do something about it.
She can't do it by herself.
I know she cannot.
She needs
that.
The backing of the people.
I agree. Yeah, correct. So people need to get involved.
That's right.
So, okay, you have a nice weekend.
You too.
You too, Wanda. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, you guys are revving up Rob, so he's back on.
Oh, no.
George.
Yes.
Sometimes, it's been a matter of time, but I want to take you and the listeners back into the Wayback Machine. The reason why they raised our registration fees was when they were calculating the overall budget, they had the gun to their head legally. This is one of the states that they have to make a budget, right?
Right.
Not like the federal government, unfortunately. But they went all around and up and down, and Abercrombie, I know this was Abercrombie's thing, because he was the one that inspired the council members and the legislators to raise the registration fees on the drivers. I remember I followed it. I called in. I was pissed off. I asked the governor to veto that. It was unfair. It was a bad time for all of us in this state, economically.
You don't care.
Yeah, and that's what it turned out to be, George. George, I know, you know, what's so cool is that at least you are someone there with a program that any of us can come in and mention this. I mean, have the rest of the listeners forgotten? They had a budget to make, they had a shortfall, and they were just trying to fill in all the pukas and get as much money as they could. They didn't give a damn about any of us and how it would affect our families.
Rob, did Abercrombie ever run a business?
Not as far as I know.
So if a person didn't run a business, how is he going to run the state? The state, running a state of Hawaii, is the same as running a business, only thing on a bigger scale. You have to find ways of bringing money into the state. Other than APEC, that didn't bring money here.
And look at George, how they're lauding. Oh, it didn't cost us as much as we thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
You know, before, and you remember, long ago we had the Transpac yacht races.
I always follow them every year.
Do we have it now?
Hey, come to think of it, huh?
Huh? Do we have it? No. There's a lot of things that we used to have come here that don't come here no more. All of those things add up to no money. If they were still coming, then, you know, that's business coming into the state. But it's only my opinion.
And mine as well, but no, George, you know, it's true. I noticed that some of the listeners are really beginning to speak up and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, I predicted it. As soon as all of our listeners started getting their new registration fees, I don't know about all the rest of you, but I keep every single one, and I know how much it's been increasing. Ever since Mufi Hanneman took office, all throughout his administration, holy cow, he was the first one, George, that really got everybody to go along with him and jack it all up on us.
Mm.
You know, so...
It's going up again next year.
Yeah, check it out, George. Just like you said, the 200 pounds extra.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that means, everybody? That means money out of your pocket. Less food, less money to pay the increasing amount of bills, the sewer and electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Okay, no problem. Keep doing it. You know?
Yeah.
And they wonder about why the homeless problem is getting bigger and bigger?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God, George, I wonder sometimes how many, because they never really talk to those people and ask them, you know, did you lose your everything because of, you know?
I did.
Oh, boy, George.
I did.
Can I leave that subject
mm-hmm.
in your court?
It's sad, Rob.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob. Anyway, the homeless problem, a lot of it has to do with jobs.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
looking for a new car or a used car, I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. And as of next week, which will be December, right?
Yes.
Okay. From the until Christmas, we're going to run trivias to give gifts to our listeners if they win. It's going to be good gifts. Okay? Anyway. If you have a new car, I recommend using the electronic rust proofing device that will stop the car from rusting. Okay, so the electronic rust proofer is very good. You can get it from Harvey Maeda on Kauai, if you're on Kauai. And Harvey's number is 245-6523. Okay, or we have it, my son Todd, at 847-5554, either one. Okay, electronic rust proofing. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And the trivia for Christmas is from next weekend, not this weekend. Okay, who's next?
We have Harry from Kailua.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, George. I really admire the work you do, and you're such a nice and patient person. My question is this. What do you think if the state of Hawaii charges an import tax?
Import tax?
Yes. I mean, what is made in America anymore?
Nothing.
So, like, I would think that the state should say, you know, I went to the hardware store not too long ago, and, you know, there's so many stuff that's just ridiculously cheap. Not to pick on China, you know. I've got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when they go to war with us. And recently I read where China and Russia are not buying the T-bills anymore. The United States Treasury notes.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to buy their own gold. They bought 100 tons of gold.
Hmm.
Instead of getting that worthless American T-bills, they figure may as well go for the solid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the Americans are all purchasing these products, and then China goes off around the world to buy all the iron ore and the plutonium and whatever they need, and they pick up all the natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
And like us, we just go and we keep buying. Now, if the state were to charge, like, I mean, you know, small items. I'm not talking about cars, you know, imported cars, but small items, like I went and bought like some pliers. There were four pliers, and before you buy from China, they were junk. They bent. Now they're using better steel, and I paid $8 for them. Now, even if they charge 40%, and if I knew that the state was going to receive 40% of that income, you know, that sale, then the state can use it for the water lines in Kakaku and areas like that. Use it for unemployment. They got to grab something now, because eventually, you know, it just, you wonder, you know, we just keep going down.
You know, actually, if you really look at it, motorsport racing, okay, like the Grand Prix race through Waikiki, would be the biggest money draw ever.
Oh.
And then they won't do it. They have it in Long Beach, they have it in Hong Kong, Australia, Tokyo, all over the world. Why? Because it brings money. Now, how come we're not using Waikiki? It's the prime spot, and we don't use it. Why is that? Because every politician never saw inside of a race car.
Well, I think, you know, you think that they'd be to be smart people, and what really irritates me the most is where, was it the council that says, let's have the people vote if we wanted the rail?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just like, if I went to your house, George, and I said, George, what do you think we do this? And you, your wife, you know, would look at it and says, no, I don't think so. Or, you know, and finally, you know, if you give up and say, oh, that's, let the children decide. And national children are going to say, oh, yeah, the rail, okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then the council people have no balls. They're supposed to have said, no, we need further studies.
Yeah.
Even this most recent one I saw on TV last night, the guys asked this man and says, oh, what about this, what about that? I wonder if there's any actual checking to
no.
really, you know, do the documentation, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
And they're just going by what one man is saying?
It's all about the money.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people are grabbing a lot of money off of that now.
Oh, yeah.
But I would urge... I have Cynthia Thielen, the representative, I don't know what she is, from our area, you know. I would urge everybody to call their representatives or whatever the senators and request that they do a tax, because it's money right there that's just slipping through our fingers.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my 2 cents.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, George. Bye.
Aloha. Okay, 296-5467. Well, as I said before, Waikiki Grand Prix race would be excellent for Hawaii's economy. The Transpac yacht races is another one. And there's several that we can do. Doing ethanol in Hawaii is another. We spend $9 billion in Brazil to bring in the 10% ethanol. Why not keep it here and make it from our own sugar cane? What's up with that? I don't know. Ethanol is really great. If you haven't tried it, you should try it. It'll make the car run smoother and run better. We have several customers that didn't have the money to tune up the car. They tried the 2 gallons of ethanol, and it runs smooth. The fuel is so important to your car. So, like I said, if you haven't tried it, you got to try it. It does not damage the car, like all the false propaganda out there. And I know a lot of people say that, I don't know what I'm saying, but you know, if they had common sense, but I don't know what I'm saying, I can get a class action lawsuit on me. Okay? I've tested everything before I bring it out on the air. I don't bring anything out without being tested. Think about that. Would you? Anyway, we're trying to help you save money, and the ethanol is the biggest way. And if we can do it in Hawaii, that's 4,000 new jobs. Think about that. Maybe help the homeless problem. But anyway, from next week on, we're going to do a Christmas trivias and give away some good prizes. So I'm going to be talking to Crested Clinic Center and Mario Yano and several of the other sponsors and see what we can come up with. And anyway, be careful this Christmas season, this holiday season, because the people are driving more and more crazy. Stay cool, because two wrongs will not make one right. What I mean by two wrongs, a guy cuts you off, you cuss and get all angry at the person, and you're going after the person, you're not going to accomplish anything. But someone's going to get hurt. Okay? Two wrongs will never make a right. So the guys are going off, driving crazy. Hey, let him. He's going to hurt himself. Okay? So stay cool. Drive cool. Listen to some soothing, relaxing music. Not like the ones the young folks listen to. Those, oh, drive you off the wall. It's not soothing at all. Okay? So, anyway, the music I'm talking about is from the 50s and the 60s. That's soothing. Not the music from today. Anyway, wouldn't you agree, Wanda? You're sitting there. Are you asleep?
No.
Oh. Wouldn't you agree?
About the music in the 50s and 60s?
Yeah, I know that those are the times when you were in your three-corner pants, but...
Yeah, that was great times, great music.
Yeah, the best. You know, and excuse me, I'm so fortunate to have raced at the Hawaii Raceway Park, because now there is none. So those kids of tomorrow and today, I feel very sorry for them. They don't have a racetrack. So, but anyway, please don't drink and drive. Take care of each other. Okay? Not because this is December. You should do it all the time. Okay? And don't forget to tell your loved ones that you love them. Until next week, please drive carefully, slow down, and talk to you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.